Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd. Currently with fair skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10, and the dew point is 16 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas District Court Public Access Portal is back online with a few limitations. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The portal that allows anyone anywhere to search Kansas District Court cases over the internet and make online payments is back online, but the information available will be out of date while courts work to catch up on inputting case information filed on paper. Case events, case documents processed, and payments made after October 12th's security incident may not show up in search, at least initially. Updates on the restoration of the court's information systems can be found at kscourts.org. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The city of Wichita is redefining what a nightclub is to clear up recent confusion. Some residents raised concerns over a nightclub opening in their area. It was actually going to be a karaoke room or bowling alley that serves alcohol. Now the Wichita City Council approved a measure defining a nightclub as a place with a capacity of 300 people or more. Anything less would be an establishment for entertainment. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the...
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Your news is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ends December 2023 with total tax collections at $1.43 billion, which is $36.9 million below the estimate, and total tax collections are down 3.8% from December of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $397.1 million, and that's $17.1 million above the estimate, up 5.9% from December of 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $235.7 million. That's $39.3 million below the estimate and down 16.1% from December of last year. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said withholding tax, the largest component of the individual income tax receipts, was 9.2% greater than December of 2022. And according to Burkhart, this comes as no real surprise, as the growth is entirely consistent with recent findings of the Bureau of Economic Analysis, which show that personal income and earnings in Kansas grew during the second and third quarters of 2023 at some of the highest rates in the country. Secretary Burkhart further observed that the corporate income tax receipts were lower than expected because there was one less deposit day this December compared to December of last year, with nearly $34.4 million deposited on that additional day. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $302.4 million, which is $5.6 million below the estimate and down $4.9 million from December of 2022. Local chapters of nonprofit organizations based or operating in Kansas that actively promote wildlife conservation and the hunting and fishing heritage may still apply for commission big game permits by January 15, 2024. Kansas's commission big game permit program allows eligible organizations a chance to draw one of seven special big game permits from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, which can then be sold to raise funding for conservation-based projects. To download an application, you can visit ksoutdoors.com, click KDWP Commission from the left-hand side menu, click Commissioner Permits, and download the file titled 2024 Commissioner Permit Application fillable. 7 winners will be drawn at the Commission's January 25, 2024 public meeting, and applicants need not be present to win. 1 elk, 1 antelope, or up to 7 deer permits are issued each year, depending on the applicant's preference. Deer permits are either species, either sex, and are valid statewide during any season with legal equipment for that season. And they do not count against other big game permits the license holder is eligible for. Once the permit is sold, the cost of the permit plus 15% of the total sale price is subtracted and kept by the organization, while the remainder is remitted to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks with a proposal for a conservation project. When the project is approved, the money is returned to the organization to complete the project. An exception to this procedure would occur if Kansas's Hunters Feeding the Hungry is drawn. In that case, Kansas Hunters Feeding the Hungry keeps 85% of the funds to help pay for processing donated deer. Organizations are not eligible to receive a commission big game permit more than once in a 3-year period. For more information, you can contact Sheila Kimmis at 620-672-0702. The Kansas Department of Transportation will host a public meeting and open house on Monday, January 29th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. to provide information on the bridge replacement and closure on U.S. 40 west of Sharon Springs. The event will be held at the Wallace County Senior Center, located at 223 Main Street in Sharon Springs, and the Kansas Department of Transportation and project staff will provide a project overview starting at 4:30 p.m., and it will be available for questions and comments following the presentation. Design plans and detour information will also be available for review. Construction on the bridge is scheduled to begin in the spring of 2024, and U.S. 40 will be closed to traffic at the bridge during the project. For more information or questions concerning the meeting, you can contact Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. In Nebraska news, a suspect in a Wyoming shooting was arrested near Gothenburg. The Nebraska State Patrol said they were notified of a suspect that was wanted for the reported connection to a Wyoming shooting was traveling through Nebraska, and the reported shooting was on December 16th. Officials said a trooper saw a BMW SUV, the vehicle that the suspect was believed to be traveling in, and the SUV was reportedly going west on Interstate 80 near Gothenburg. According to authorities, a traffic stop was performed and the suspect was taken into custody. They arrested 28-year-old Victoria Tidball of Wyoming for a warrant related to the shooting investigation, and she was lodged in the Dawson County Jail. Authorities are investigating a suspicious package on Tuesday at a South Lincoln apartment complex. At around 10:30 a.m., officers were called to a home near 23rd and B Streets on a domestic call, and police were searching for a person involved, which led them to the Lodge Apartments near 40th Street and Nebraska Parkway, according to Lieutenant Justin Armstrong. Officers found a suspicious package in a vehicle there, and Lincoln Fire and Rescue's bomb squad was called in. The contents of the package is currently unknown, and an investigation is ongoing. Captain Max Hubka said authorities are waiting to obtain a search warrant for an apartment in Lincoln. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office is investigating an accidental shooting involving 2 teenagers. The sheriff said it happened on Sunday, Christmas Eve, when deputies were sent to the Aurora Memorial Hospital for a 17-year-old boy who had a gunshot wound to his shoulder. Authorities said the teen was accidentally shot by another 17-year-old boy while the pair was shooting at small animals in a vehicle in southern Hamilton County. The teenager who was shot was transported to Children's Hospital in Omaha with non-life-threatening injuries, and the investigation is still ongoing, according to the sheriff. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Christmas weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, December 22nd, through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, December 25th. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that they worked two non-DUI-related fatal crashes and had two non-DUI-related fatalities. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that across Kansas, there were 7 DUI arrests, 370 speed citations, 21 safety belt citations, 2 safety belt teenage citations, 9 child restraint citations, and 449 motorist assist calls. The Kansas Highway Patrol also released its New Year's weekend holiday activity report, and that reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, December 29th through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, January 1st, 2024. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked one non-DUI-related fatal crash, which resulted in one non-DUI-related fatality. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that across Kansas for the New Year's holiday, there were 29 DUI arrests, 717 speed citations, 39 safety belt citations, 5 teenage safety belt citations, 19 child restraint citations, and there were 504 motorist assist calls. Unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, December 20th, includes that the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Gerald Jones, and council member Jason Jones, who was present by phone, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the December 6, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 3 building permits presented for approval. Dallas Goslin with the Norton County Economic Development stated that the Economic Development has met their 2023 budget allotment from the city, and Dallas requested the city pay the remaining $575.48 so they can stay on track with the remaining budget for the conclusion of 2023. A discussion was held on the matter, and it was determined that no decision would be made until the interlocal agreement regarding economic development had been reviewed. Mayor Jones read the City of Norton, Kansas proclamation regarding the council's intent to submit a special question at the next election for the purpose of a sales tax for infrastructure improvement. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Gerald Jones to adopt the proclamation, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to accept the mayor's appointment of Penny Nicholson to fill the vacated position on the Travel and Tourism Board, with the term expiring January 31, 2025. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru reported that the Public Works Department will not be able to sweep the streets due to a mechanical issue with the brake system on the sweeper, because the part to fix it will not be in for a couple more weeks. Dennis Gilhausen reported the Finance and Utility Committees met and discussed new automatic water meters, and at this time, City Administrator James Maru is going to gather more information and do additional research on the matter before any decisions are made. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 22-2023, a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried, with Ron voting no. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 23-2023, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for solid waste collection charges for the year beginning January 1st, 2024. The motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 24-2023, a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for water service rate changes for the year beginning January 1st, 2024, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the following applicants for 2024 cereal malt beverage licenses: Town & Country Kitchen, 419 East Holmes Street, for consumption on the premises; Pizza Hut of Norton, 609 West Holmes Street, for consumption on the premises; Casey's General Store, 3842 101 East Holmes Street, not for consumption on the premises; Alta Convenience Store, 6206 812 North State Street, not for consumption on the premises; Love's Country Store, number 60, 303 West Holmes Street, not for consumption on the premises; and Jamboree Foods Incorporated, 117 North 2nd Street, not for consumption on the premises. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Clerk Alex McKenna reported that Jake Latimer of Extreme Flat Track Racing has paid the outstanding Elmwood Park Speedway head tax fee. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to approve appropriating ordinance number 24 as a whole. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Gerald Jones to recess the council meeting to reconvene on Friday, December 29th at 12 p.m. to conduct the year in business. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and the council then recessed at 6:36 p.m. Funeral services for Donna Bantam, 88, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, January 5th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 4th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Flower Fund, nortoncf.org/flower-fund, or sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 47 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog before midnight and then patchy fog after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll have increasing clouds with a low around 22 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a slight chance of freezing drizzle between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. and patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, on Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 38. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of rain and snow between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. And then snow will be likely, otherwise cloudy with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, snow is likely before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of flurries between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., and then a slight chance of sprinkles and flurries after 3 p.m. Should be cloudy Friday with a high near 36. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 40. On Monday, rain and snow showers are likely. It should be cloudy with a high near 35 and breezy. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with the high near 35 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. And the dew point is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas State Wildcats beat the Chicago State Cougars 62-55 last night, but did so without Quest Glover, who was originally expected to make his season debut on Tuesday. K-State coach Jerome Tang spoke after the game about a setback for Glover and what's next for the Wildcats without the transfer point guard.
It was just one of them freak things. Same knee, same issue, and, you know, so it hurt for him because he put in so much work in rehab. And, you know, I do feel like I'm glad we took as long as we did to bring him back. He could have been back 2 weeks ago, but had we rushed him and this happened, then we'd have been sitting around going, man, you know, we rushed him back, right? But we gave him every opportunity for that thing to fully heal. And for some reason it didn't, or something else happened, and so now it's on to the next thing.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have a widespread dense fog advisory in effect across a large section of central and eastern Kansas. Some of this is freezing fog, and we're seeing heavier concentrations of fog along and near Highway 77. This includes Concordia, Salina, Emporia, Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, Wichita, El Dorado, Newton, and McPherson. This will be in effect until noon today. Quiet conditions today and tomorrow, but a new storm system making its way out of the Pacific Northwest will affect us from Thursday night into Friday. The potential of 1 to 2 inches of wet snow in west central Kansas, a half to an inch of snow possible in the central and northeast part of the state, with flurries this weekend. Sunny in northwestern Kansas today with a high in the low 40s. Dense fog in north central Kansas today with a high 45. Same story, mid-40s in northeastern Kansas. Sunny and not as cool with a high in the low 50s in southwestern Kansas. Dense fog this morning in south-central Kansas with a high today 45. Fog as well in southeastern Kansas with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan Holliday. Now, cattle futures had a fire lit under them to begin the new year, with February live cattle making up the discount in nearly one day. Feeder cattle were over $3 higher in contracts through October. Hog futures moved in the opposite direction, suffering triple-digit losses, breaking into new contract lows. As far as grains are concerned, corn had a very bearish technical beginning to the new year as March corn futures made new contract lows on the first trading day of 2024, and soybeans also had a terrible start to the new year with a gap lower open and a close that was the lowest in the March contract since last June. Wheat prices fell yesterday, shrugging off a higher start due to the break in other grain markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.